Well, last year I did a similar thing with the Sudanese community, and that was a similar sort of project to this one, in that we had a whole string of acts, like a variety show, I guess. So this year I thought it would be good to do something, but originally it was in the context of the Cronulla riots. So I was overseas last Christmas, and everybody was... Australia seemed to be defined by the Cronulla riots then. And because I thought the project last year had been a sort of information plus entertainment plus kind of healing in a way, that it might be good to try and do something similar here.
Randa Syed, a satirical performer of Lebanese heritage, outlined why she became involved in the show.
Basically because I'd like to sort of present more about Lebanese migration in Australia and also express my opinion to the world about my own experiences as a migrant and actually the daughter of a migrant, and also what I think about the world in a way. And I think that this is probably the best avenue to do that. So, yeah.
Randa performed a piece on the Arab-Israeli conflict, equating it to a brawl in a bar. She says she often uses satire to respond to the negative stereotypes that the Arab and Muslim communities face when events like September 11 and the Cronulla riots occur.
I try to take the most calm approach and take it in. Then whenever I'm ready, sort of write a satirical sort of thing about it and then perform it and... Yeah, try to have a funny approach to it. Because if you can't laugh about it, then, you know, there's no way that you can sort of live through it and express it in an enjoyable way. So, yeah.
There was even a history lesson by John Khoury, highlighting some of the little-known facts about Middle Eastern migration to Australia. Some of John's descendants came out from Lebanon in the 1890s.
Now, one thing I was really surprised to find out about tonight, that immigrants from the Middle East have been coming to Australia for a lot longer than I realised. Do you think most of Australia realises that it's been happening for 125 years?
In fact, no. I don't think they do. But certainly, because I'm with the Australian Lebanese Historical Society, and we've actually got, let's say the evidence or whatever. But they certainly go back to the 1880s. I think about the first one we can actually track is about the 1860s, but they certainly were.
For some of the younger performers, like rapper Great Ibrahim, it was exciting to find out that there had been people of Middle Eastern appearance in Australia in the 1800s.
I wasn't aware until I actually spoke to John Khoury, which was the historian that came up with the opening act. Not act, but you know what I mean. And I was actually quite shocked and happy, to be honest. That was lovely to hear that, you know. It was really good. It was exciting. And I'm proud of it, no?
Cultural Kebab also gave performers like Anna Derrick, who described herself as half-Leb, an opportunity to share with the crowd some of the confusion she feels about her cultural identity in the wake of events like the Cronulla riots.
You know, it's funny, I've got most of my friends are Anglo-Saxon, like they're all Aussie because I went to a very Aussie school. And I know sometimes I was a bit scared to say I was Leb because just the way Lebanese have been... you know, shown in Australia, they're meant to be bad. And I know my friends don't mind at all, but, you know, I've spoken to a few people that are full Lebanese, and they're like, oh, yeah, you know, we don't often like to say we're Lebanese because it's just how people look at you. Like, it's horrible, but people do look down on you just because, you know, you're Lebanese. And I think, like, nights like this is, like, probably the best way to get things out. Yeah, see kids pass away, see the bombs, the ills, another day. We can never see peace in the pitch, only money and greed is fair. Family's there while you in bed, saying your prayers. So many times.
That's a track called Why by Great Ibrahim, Bilal Baydoun and Nadia Jarrell, and it accompanied a slideshow illustrating the devastation Lebanon now finds itself in following the latest war with Israel. Now that the war is over, very little focus is being placed on the reconstruction effort there. To Great, part of the aim of A Cultural Kebab is to recapture some of the debate about the Middle East.
Just the other side of the story, that, you know, not saying that the media lies, they do exaggerate, but, you know, we got to show our side of it, and it's not just about that, it's embracing our culture, it's about bringing out our culture to the fullest and showing people who we really are and not letting this stereotype keep us down the way it has, and and it's a burden on the shoulders that hopefully this show has helped lift a little bit of the weight off.
Great Ibrahim. So what did the audience make of it all?
As a non-Lebanese person, I thought it was a lovely snapshot of the culture, and it was a nice combination of historical pieces, but also very contemporary and tying into issues that really we see and we all face in some way in contemporary society today.
Very, very important to everyone sees this program, and it's very, very nice to care about Lebanon, because the Lebanese, they suffer a lot for 30 years war from 1975, and now again another war that are the killing innocent people, especially the children. It's not fair.
I was very impressed with the evening on the whole. I thought it was a very impressive, it sounds snobbish to say it, but cultural experience. And I think that's what it set out to do anyway, to integrate ideas and people's attitudes.